All right, we're discussing Kass. You know, we mentioned last time that when we get angry, we're inflicting really on ourselves, you know, pain. So people ask, you know, it's not in a person's control. You know, a person's emotionally abused, emotionally, you know, person's put down, and emotional pain is worse than physical pain. So my point was obviously I wasn't coming to say that everything's in a person's control, and not belittling emotional pain. But the point is that a person has to realize that emotional pain is in his control to work on, and he can overcome much of emotional pain a person could overcome. He has to just understand, like, what's going on. If he understands that I'm allowing myself to get hurt by somebody else, and I'm allowing myself to get put down by somebody else, it changes the whole story in a person's ability to cope with the situation. On that theme, it's a very important thing. You know, there are people out there, including myself, my son who follows in my footsteps. There are people out there that are very sensitive. They're very sensitive to criticism. They're very sensitive to people's remarks. They're people that by nature are more sensitive than other people. And a lot of times, you know, we think, you know, it's Nagel HaShiduchim, you say, oh, such a sensitive bachar. You know, and it's considered just a mile, it's considered just a praise. And the truth is, in being a very sensitive person, what's the mile of being a sensitive person? Someone who's sensitive to his own pain and is very delicate, is very gentle. So he's going to be more sensitive, obviously, to somebody else's pain. He's not going to insult somebody else because he knows how terrible it is to be put down. But on the other hand, a person has to realize that being sensitive poses a tremendous danger, poses a chesaron also. If a person is very sensitive, so then if someone says something he doesn't like, someone puts him down, so a person tends to get very angry. So you have that sensitive, beautiful, sensitive person who's a tzaddik, but if someone says something he doesn't like, or his wife says something he doesn't like, he'll be full of anger. And then that person usually tends to lose those sensitivities, the shas kaisa, when he's angry. That's something that a person has to work on, not to be so sensitive to other people's pain. In other words, other people's insults. When it comes to you hurting somebody else, so Baruch Hashem, you know what it was like before you worked on yourself. You know it's very insulting when someone says something, you know, you don't like. You know you're very, very sensitive. You know, it's amazing how people, it's amazing how people are insensitive. Amazing how people are insensitive. You know, I was diving somewhere, and the person sang a song for help. So someone said to him afterwards, you know, this is the first time that anyone's ever sung howl in this minyan. It's so insensitive. Like, now you make the person feel stupid. Like, he thought it was a nice thing to sing howl. You tell him, mamash, like, person doesn't even, people don't think what they're saying. Like, you know, you're insulting. It's very insulting to tell the person that. So, like, you're the first person ever sung howl here. Oh, it makes me feel great. You know, broke a record. People, mamash, don't think. So we have to remember the person who's sensitive we have to be sensitive to other people. When it comes to ourselves, we have to be tough. You have to be tough. People walk around, that person said this to me, that person said that to me, you know, I'm so angry at him, he deserves all types of punishments, this guy's a Rasha. People walk around claiming everybody's a Rasha because they're sensitive. They wouldn't be so sensitive, the other person wouldn't be inflicting so much pain on them. And it's our job, mitzad ourselves, to be tough, to calm down. Because my boss said something I don't like, because my wife said something I don't like, so that means I'm too sensitive now? My self-worth is so little that it can be just broken so quickly? We spent a long time working about having chashivas for yourself, having self-confidence, not being so insecure. It's a very important thing. A person has to build a backbone. A person has to learn to be as tough as nails, not to be so sensitive. So, okay. So a person said that. A person was angry. What's the difference? I mean, also when a person has that toughness, not to be blown away by other people, so his midos are going to be a lot better. But not only that, when someone insults you, or let's say someone comes to you and says, "How come you did this?" I'm so, you know, someone comes to you with a criticism. So if you're just blown away, you know, insulted and devastated, so then all you're thinking about right now is yourself. You're angry at the person. How could they insult you? How could they criticize you? It's not right. And you're just busy with yourself. If a person wouldn't be so sensitive, then it allows actually the person, okay, mitzan me, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not broken. I'm not destroyed. But I feel bad. Why is the other person so upset at me? Why is the person so angry? Why is the other person lashing out at me? I must have done something that caused the person to get upset. The more pain you're in, we'll speak about it in simcha, when a person's in pain, he thinks about himself. The more, when a person's with simcha, he's able to think about other people. If you're always getting, you get so devastated, you know, this person did this, did that, you know, you're able to get walked on by other people internally. So then you don't think about other people, and you only can think about yourself. You can't apologize. You can't ask mechila. You're only thinking about yourself. It's a very important thing for a person to work on. People don't think they're supposed to work on it. It's like, I'm sensitive. That's the way I am. It's not true. Everything a person can change. A person has to strengthen himself. Another issue, another nakuda with kas is a person has to realize like. That a lot of kas is arrogance, is gaiva. Person didn't treat me the way I want him to treat me. Person didn't do this, person didn't talk to me respectfully. You know, he said this, he said that. Person has to chap that's gaiva. Person has to chap that not to take himself so seriously. Okay, I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not someone who deserves so much respect that I should be so aggravated that the person, you know, slighted me in some way. I'd like to talk about now about getting angry. Until now we've been discussing basically anger at people, but let's talk about anger at situations. You know, person's stuck in traffic, so people get very frustrated. Frustration is a form of anger. People don't realize that. Frustration is a form of anger. So people get frustrated. You see these people are stuck in traffic, honking. Who are they honking? So people get angry. Who do they get angry at? So they get angry at the guy in front of him. Not sure what he's supposed to do. They get angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this to me? It's terrible. How dare you do this? How could you do this to me? I'm going to be late to the chasna, this and that. And it's crazy. You know, of course it's natural, but it's crazy if you think about it. So First of all, like we said before, the situations, the person doesn't realize, look, think about it. Being stuck in traffic, what's so bad about being stuck in traffic? The pain of being stuck in traffic is because you're so angry that you're stuck in traffic. There's nothing really so painful about being stuck in traffic. Okay, it's boring, fun, put on some tape, whatever, it's not so terrible. It's not painful. The pain is all inflicting on yourself because you're getting so angry. If you, a person would just, okay, what's the help to get angry? From the traffic, Baruch Hashem, it should be a kapara. And the person has to calm himself down. People get angry over silly situations, get frustrated, get upset for no reason. Also, a person has to realize, like, look, Baruch Hashem, not an accident, Baruch Hashem, stuck in, you know, it's not a big deal. People get angry about the silliest things. They're waiting for somebody People get angry at the silliest thing. Person has to work on that. Also, a lot of times, you know, in Eitzah, people put themselves under a lot of pressure. Person says, I gotta be somewhere by, you know, person gotta be somewhere by 7 o'clock. I gotta be by the chasna by 7 o'clock. Anger, I heard from Rav Orlik once spoke about this. He came to yeshiva a while back. That anger is a lot dependent on what you feel on your but basically it's according to what your expectations are. Person puts in his mind, I gotta leave by a certain time. You all agree? So I'm gonna go embarrass you, okay? I gotta leave. Person's gotta leave the house by 5 o'clock to go to the chasna, and his wife, and let's say his wife keeps him late. So he's all angry. We gotta leave by 5 o'clock. Like, who said? Because you put in your head that you have to leave by 5 o'clock, and otherwise, it's yarg v'yamer. You don't leave by 5 o'clock, it's all over. The world's gonna just get destroyed. What I try to do for myself is I always give myself it works really. I give myself it's almost a little bit ridiculous. Sometimes it's not. The funny thing is sometimes I actually go past it. But I give myself an extra hour. Like if I want to leave, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, so I say, okay, in my mind I say, I'll be happy if I pull out of the driveway by 11. I give myself impossible, a lot of extra time. And this way I'll end up being happy because I got it. Oh, wow, I got it by 10:30. But you put it in your head that you got to get it by 10 o'clock, so then you get all angry because you missed your deadline, your imaginary deadline. A person, he has a stomach. Thank you. I'm sorry. That might help. Sure. That might help the stomach situation. Thank you very much. The person's anger is psychological. A person puts a lot of things in his head. Another famous example is a person comes home from yeshiva. So he comes to the house. He's expecting the house. Supper's ready. Everything's ready. The kids are dressed. Kids are bathed. Everyone's ready. Everything's calm and everything's good. He comes in, and the place is a mess. Things are going wild. The supper's not ready, and he's hungry. So he gets angry because of that expectation. And this is really a secret to life. The person in his mind before he came home. Okay, the house is probably, especially if you feel like you're weak, you're hungry, the house is probably a mess. No, the kids aren't.
But then you think bad about your wife.
No, Baruch Hashem, she's taking care of the kids. She's not, so the house is flying and the kids aren't bathed and the supper's not ready. Everything's not prepared. And then you come home and Marusha. If things are as bad as you thought, okay, you're prepared for it. If things are better, then Baruch Hashem, you're happy. Oh, wow. You can even think, wow, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy supper's ready. Okay, I show appreciation to your wife. So the person puts in his head this anger, a lot of simchas depend on that. A person puts in his head different, person's meshuggah, he puts in his head different things. I pick up the guy, I have to leave. The person can play tricks with his mind. Another idea, similar concept. Okay. And another concept is Shmita, you have a few more minutes? It'll be tough. A few more minutes, okay? Okay? What's about that? The other thing is, a lot of times this is something that Baruch Hashem I got over. But you ever you wake up late. You used to wake up late, you just get very angry. I have to give a share to give that family at now it doesn't start till 6 in the morning, but you've got the end of this year. So it happens, I wake up late, not giving myself really time to get there on time. So you can get all angry. But if you just think to yourself, okay, you just handle the situation. Okay, I woke up late. Nothing I can do about it. It's not going to have to get angry. Okay, you'll just deal with it. So you'll show up 6, say you'll show up late. So what's the worst? By tomorrow, no one's going to remember. The person aggravates himself. Ramesh aggravates himself. All these things, but aggravates himself for absolutely no reason. Besides the fact that it's not supposed to get angry, but it's a self benefit. The person overcomes his anger, and of course, just and one more itza and kas. Also, the chitzaynis for her is the primis, as we always say, a person should try to cheer himself up. If a person's angry, sing a niggin, sing a lebedek and niggin. A person could do external things also that changes a person's attitude inside. All right, it's not fair to continue. So, Imrit Hashem, we'll continue next time with we'll talk about Savlanis.